This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rott.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanik.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. It is 5:03 with your sports bros. Rop, that's me. And Big Sook right over there.
Yeah, sir. I spent the break looking at cow attack videos.
When cows attack.
I'll tell you what.
Sometimes they can get protective of their little babies.
I will say, because we were talking about the olds who needed a helicopter rescue because, well, a cow. There may be no funnier animal attack video than cows. Yeah, I don't think anyone's like seriously hurt, but.
Well, they're big.
They are big.
But they just seem so docile.
Sure. And it's just hilarious. And a lot of them are from overseas. This one I think is from India, and there's dudes riding scooters, and they're riding right by this cow and the little calf. A lot of these do have calves, so I'm assuming they just get protective. But like three guys go by on a scooter and the cow's not even moving. And then the fourth guy coming along, mama cow has just had enough and just headbutts the living hell out of him. And it's great. I don't know why I find cow attacks so funny, but I do.
Well, what is a cow really... Other than, so you said the headbutt?
Yeah, the headbutt.
And other than that?
That's really all they do.
What is it going to do?
Well, I haven't seen
any. They're not fast,
no.
Right?
No.
I mean, you could probably just jump on the back of it. What's he going to do?
I don't know about
that. Is he going to buck you?
I guess. Yeah, you can't. I mean, you're not going to ride a cow, right? I mean.
Why not?
Well, I suppose, right? I watched an Ernest Goes to Camp video once where he rode a cow. You got on the back of this mama cow and just cruised. Now, bulls, like, I get it. That's scary. Like, no one wants... Is there a greater... In the animal kingdom, is there a greater line of demarcation? Because the bull is terrifying, right?
Totally.
Yeah, you know, like, no one looks at a bull and is like, I'm going to mess with that. But the male, the female... Like, you look at a cow, who on earth could be afraid of a cow?
That's what makes it funny, I guess.
Is there another animal that has that where the male, you're like, holy God. Like, no. And you look at the female, like, oh... It's a long eyelashed dairy cow. Like, who could possibly be afraid of that? Unless you're an old and in the middle of a field.
Well, that must have been one mean cow because cornered those olds.
Well, I ended up on YouTube in a collection called When Cows Attack. Beware of Street Cows. quite funny.
You know what another funny attack animal video thingy is?
Huh.
Geese.
Yeah, geese are pretty good.
Because
they're violent.
They'll get after you. And, you know, I mean, they're not going to, I don't know. They're probably not going to hurt you. But they do, they freak you out.
Sure.
I've seen somebody get, you know, attacked. That's kind of a strong word. But I've seen geese go at people on the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because you flail.
Sure.
And
well,
then,
it's so awkward because they're so aggressive and the wings are flapping.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't really know what's going on. And it happens fast, and they can fly, and you can't.
Yeah.
And that's hard. But then you realize, Okay.
It's a goose. Yeah, like,
probably going to be fun, but.
When I was growing up in Alaska, we spent a lot of time up in like a bunch of national parks up there. And like you'd go kayaking or out on the boat, and the geese up there were quite aggressive. And yes, it's when you're in a canoe and they start coming at you, there is a little bit of that. Like, even though you have a paddle, because no one wants to kill the goose. No one wants to like start swinging at it. And so you just, there's a little bit of that panic where you just start paddling faster. The other one that I like is goat videos. I find goats headbutting people to be hilarious.
All right, here's what we have coming up. We've got the Dan, not Dan Plesak, that's his dad. Yeah. Zach Plesak audio.
Yeah, he's
the Indians pitcher who went out drinking and partying, and now he's trying to justify it.
And he just comes across as even more douchey.
Oh, Dan is his uncle, not his dad. And then Blazers, will they be blacked out? Like, everybody's bitching about this blackout thing, which I understand. If you don't have NBC Sports.
Yeah, they black out the TNT game.
You couldn't get the Blazers the last couple of nights.
They didn't early in the first round.
Well, I thought they did, like, at the beginning.
No, they did.
At the beginning of the game, for whatever reason, like, the first, like.
No. Sorry. Early in the seeding games, the national games were on both the national channel and NBC Sports. The last two games were switched to TNT, and then they got blacked out.
Joe Freeman wrote a thing on that as to why and what you can expect moving forward. So we'll get to that this hour. And then, some other Friday randoms. Coming up tonight in the club, all bets are off. Who knows?
Yeah.
Animal Uprising news.
Thunderdome, more hot cow talk.
Elon Musk is creating a real-life $6 million man. I want to talk about it.
The robot bodyguard.
Yeah,
Did you see that?
Yeah, I haven't looked at that yet. I forgot to look at that.
Oh, it is something.
You guys were
it's something else, man.
Texting about that.
Yeah, some like king, like some Sudan.
King of Bahrain.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
That's terrifying. And
the sheik.
The zombie apocalypse is happening. Have you seen what they're doing with the pigs?
No. Oh, they're bringing them to life?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We got dead pigs. We got zombie pigs because there's nothing that could possibly go wrong there.
All right, right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
You know,
bro.
Number five.
I'll throw in some NFL for you guys.
Do it.
You guys want some NFL out there?
Well, we got like in day three or four of official, like, real practices.
Yeah, they're out there practicing and stuff. The Niners are going to sign Tavon Austin, the former top 10 pick wide receiver.
Yeah, he's been a bit of a bust.
He has, but he's really fast.
His highlight videos at West Virginia are some of the best you will ever see, and it just never really translated.
Yeah, so he spent the last two seasons in Dallas.
Yeah.
And so now he's going to go play for the Niners. And I'm trying to think of their other receivers and besides Kittle, and I can't think of them.
With the Niners? Well,
they don't really have anybody good, do they?
Well, they had Emmanuel Sanders.
Sanders is there. That's
Sanders
right.
Sanders is there. Kittle is there. They just drafted Ayuk. Or did Sanders walk in free agency? I think he might. I'm going to have to look that up.
Well, apparently we're in the same boat.
And apparently John Gruden loves Marcus Mariota, so everyone's losing their ass over that.
Yeah, but wait, wasn't he the one that loved Peterman?
He loves everybody. He absolutely loves everyone.
He liked Mike Glennon for a little bit, then hated him.
Yeah, he falls in love. You can't trust him. Vlade Divac out as Kings GM. Raise your hand or honk your horn, as it were, if you didn't know Vlade Divac was still the Kings GM.
No, I knew he was still the GM. I just thought he was a really bad one.
Well, then you wouldn't honk your horn.
No.
I guess he is a bad one, I guess, but they've got a nice young team, sort of.
Yeah.
I mean, he hasn't done a bad job. I mean, has he done a bad job?
Yeah, look, the Kings have been chronic underachievers, and he hasn't done a damn thing. So,
well, they have a nice young team, though, so isn't that a damn thing? Yeah. Do you think they have a nice young thing
or a nice young team?
Whoa.
Hey.
Fine young cannibals, pretty
young
thing.
Cannibals.
I don't know. I think maybe some would think. Joe Dumars takes over. Clippers are wrapping up their bubble play tonight. They're taking on Oklahoma City, and right now it's a one-point game as they've just started the third. I think Oklahoma City they're still trying to hold off everybody and stay in that 4-5 matchup. I feel like that's right, but
I think that matchup is already locked in.
Okay. Well, then, never mind. Toronto beat Denver 117-109. Indiana over Miami 109-92.
Emmanuel Sanders is gone, by the way. Their starting lineup would be Debo Samuel, Kendrick Bourne, and Ayuk, the kid out of Arizona State.
Sanders is in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Really?
So that would be their starting wide receiver group.
Man, I got to get caught up on my NFL.
I know. There's been some movement.
Well, it's just been... It just doesn't feel like we should be...
I know. It's
getting
it's,
ready for football, it's but odd. We kind of need to.
Well, and they remember they signed Jordan Reed, too, to go along with Kittle.
Yeah. The Yankees lead the AL East, but they lost Giancarlo Stanton to another injury. Now Aaron Judge hits the IL. He has a calf injury.
Yeah, it's a mild one. He's fine.
Suck it, Mike.
Yeah, they're doing it out of being super cautious.
Oh, yes, super cautious.
We're already a third of the way through the season.
But those Rays, you know, Rays are sneaking up in the AL East. They're tied 3-3 with the Blue Jays right now.
The damnedest one is the Orioles. The Orioles, I think, are in second place in that division.
No, it's Tampa.
Is it Tampa?
Yeah. Yeah, Tampa's 12-8. Mets leading the Phillies 4-2. How about that?
Yay!
Indians over. Scratch today, though.
Yeah, the Mets stink. Their bullpen is horrific.
Indians lead the Tigers 7-3. Cardinals are going to restart tomorrow. They have a doubleheader against the White Sox in Chicago after all those COVIDs. They're ready to go.
They played five games.
The number one college football recruit for 2022, his name is Quinn Ewers. He's a quarterback, and he has committed to Texas.
Ooh.
Yes, he's going to go play for Tom Herman. He chose the Horns over Ohio State and Oklahoma. He had many other offers, but those were his big three. He is, though, from the DFW area, and he says it is a dream come true to be a Longhorn.
Well, I can imagine. You grew up in that area, right? I mean, that's one of those, like, if you lose out on a kid like that. Eh. Although Texas's Longhorns have certainly fallen off. When's the last time Texas was truly relevant? I mean, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no excuse.
They haven't had any good defenses, you know? Like, their defense just sucks now. They're like Oklahoma.
Well, and they got Sam Ellinger, but they've had a lot of
Big 12 school.
Ever since Colt
McCoy.
Yeah,
but Texas always used to have money defenses,
sure.
You know?
And, well, yeah, Earl Thomas and those guys. But ever since Colt McCoy, they really haven't, up until Sam Ellinger, they really haven't had a quarterback that's that's lived up to the hype.
And your Portland Trailblazers will be in the play-in series for the NBA playoffs tomorrow. They will play the Memphis Grizzlies. They caught them. As a matter of fact, they passed them in the bubble.
It helps because the Grizzlies have absolutely stunk it up.
Yeah, but the win last night by the Blazers, they are the 8 seed. Grizzlies the 9, which means the play-in series begins tomorrow. The game will tip at 11:30 on ABC. It will not be blacked out in Portland, so you'll be able to watch it. If the Blazers win, they, of course, move on to play the Lakers in a best-of-7 first-round series beginning Tuesday. If they lose, they play the Grizzlies again on Sunday, and the winner of that game moves on to play the Lakers.
One thing we can assure you is that there will be a lot of points because their offense is dynamic, and they will stop nobody. And I do love that Terry Stotts just came out and said that. He basically admitted at this point that their defense is, we're just going to try to score more points than you. So it's going to be entertaining.
Well, don't put Zach Collins in if you want to do that.
No. Zach Collins, at this point, has been a massive, massive disappointment.
There's your hot 5 at 5. Let's listen to Zach Plesac try to justify his actions. Coming up next, also, we'll have the info on the Blazers blackouts. It is 5:15 on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Zook on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, well, my inclination is to think that this audio is far too long, but Mike assures me that it is not.
It's too long. 4 minutes?
No, I said when you're done getting this point, you can stop it. I just grabbed the whole thing because he says stuff that's important through all of it, but, you know, you make the choice.
I do know.
He comes across really douchey either way.
And I will make the choice. It's Zach Plesac. Now, we don't need to hear a whole lot of it, but I do want to hear what he had to say because he's being douchey about,
and he filmed it while driving
with no seatbelt.
So he puts this on social media because he's one of the Indians pitchers who went out. He pitched against the White Sox last weekend, and then he went out with some friends in Chicago, and Mike Clevinger, another Indians pitcher, was with him. They went out and went to a party,
sure,
which, you know, I mean, look, people are living their lives, but that, especially in you know, with Major League Baseball not having a bubble, that's pretty risky.
Well, and I saw that Terry Francona, his statement about the video was, "I'm disappointed." That's all he said. Someone asked, "Is Terry Francona being the manager?" I enjoyed that. I'm disappointed.
So here is what Plesak said on his video today.
What's up, guys? Happy Thursday. I want to get on here and clear the air on some stuff. Kind of voice my opinion, voice some raw emotion to you guys and get out the truth so that you guys can kind of understand what's happening so we can all be on the same page, because the media really is terrible, man. The media is terrible, and they do some evil things to create stories and to make things sound better, makes things sound worse. And truthfully, I'm disgusted the way the media has handled this whole situation surrounding our team. And this is why, based on my feelings, I want to get on here and express the truth to you guys and moving forward, kind of the learning experience and maybe some things taken away from this whole experience. But yeah, out in Chicago, we played the White Sox, and a couple days prior to leaving for this trip, the MLB came up with these new protocols that required a curfew and some other things that would keep us more isolated as baseball players and contain us more in like a bubble type sense. And after my start, I went out to dinner with some buddies. We ended up going back to his place, same group that we went to dinner with, and we opened up baseball cards, picked our top two dudes from each pack. We're throwing bench down, you know, just having a good time hanging out.
Having a good time.
We broke curfew. I came back late, and I was reported by MLB security being out in public and coming back late to curfew. And the president of baseball operations decided to quarantine me for 3 days so that, just in case, you know, if I was exposed to COVID, then it wouldn't spread to the rest of the team. And it was a great decision on his part. So I did my, you know, my time. I rode in a car service back to Cleveland, and I have quarantined for 3 days. 10 people or less is considered a very safe gathering, especially if you're 6 feet apart. And
which I'm sure they were.
That entire night, dinner and hanging out at Buddy's place after, we were not with more than 8 people the entire night. So media has portrayed me and my best friend and teammate to be malicious with our actions, when we were really, you know, not justifying what we did because we left the hotel.
That's exactly what you're doing.
According to the new rules, we weren't supposed to leave. But according to CDC and these guidelines with Corona, we were practicing safe practices.
It's getting technical.
In a small group with people who we know have been tested.
What?
And came back to our curfew late, which was 10 p.m. And
this is entirely too long.
Yes.
Come on,
bad
Zach.
Bad
people. Yeah, you can stop it.
He's got to be roped in
the mud, you know. So it's hard to sit here and kind of watch how things shuffle out and people not knowing the truth. And I wanted to kind of voice, I guess, you know, my opinion. And I understand that there are risks people are taking to play this game. And the last thing I would want to do is put anybody at risk.
Except you did.
You know, there is a selflessness lesson taught here.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I want everybody to be healthy. I want to be a good teammate. I want to win baseball games, man.
Yeah, man.
That's all I want to do. So whatever it takes for me to get back on that diamond and start showing it up, people.
Okay, so that's Zach Plesak. Now, a couple things. One, when is it? Okay, it used to be 14 days.
Yeah.
Now it's 3?
It's 3. Well, I mean, I guess.
To quarantine? Like, he didn't know if he was exposed, but I think it's interesting that the quarantine day number continues to go down.
Sure.
And it's so arbitrary based on, like, well, like the Cardinals. Cardinals had another staffer get it. And because they've been out so long, they just kind of ignored that one. They're like, well.
They did option him down, though, to their, like, taxi squad.
Well, no, it was a staffer.
No.
He's talking about police hack.
Oh, police hack.
Yeah, they sent him down to the.
So him and Clevenger got sent down.
Yeah.
He can go infect them. I'm just saying it's like, it's very arbitrary.
Well, what happened is Clevenger and police hack went to the team and talked to them. And they were supposed to rejoin the team. And I guess they didn't like the talk and they sent them both down.
I just enjoy the fact that.
And they're both good, right? I mean, yes. Clevenger is.
Yeah. But hey, man, they went out to dinner and then they went back to his buddy's house and they opened baseball cards. That's all that was happening.
Look, man, the media is lying and making things up. Let me tell you the truth. I broke curfew and went out with 8 people and went back to his house. That's it.
Which is exactly what the media reported. Yes. So what are they lying about?
I'm fascinated. The evil media. You're clearing the air. You're saying exactly what the report was. There's not one thing I read about that incident that he didn't confirm. And yet he did it while driving. Like he was so busy. He had to film that while driving through the streets of Cleveland.
Well, he's a little long-winded. Yeah. Could have been a little more concise with his vids.
Well, he was driving.
But
without a seatbelt.
Oh, he didn't have a seatbelt on.
Huh? Nope.
Man. Tell you, these youngs, invincible. Yeah. But anyway, betting on baseball card pack opening, is that believable?
No.
What the hell does that mean?
I mean, I'm sure they opened baseball card packs amidst cigars and drinks and women.
Boobs.
I just love that, man. The media just makes up stories. Yes, I went out. Yes, I broke curfew. Yes, I knew there were new protocols. Yes, I didn't follow them. But the media is evil.
Yeah,
man,
but the CDC says less than 10. There was no more than 8.
God, I'm just really disgusted at the narrative about this story. Let me tell you what I did, which is exactly what the media reported. The evil media.
What he did, depending on how many people he was with, people are doing that a lot.
Sure.
But I think the point he maybe misses is that it's a baseball team and the league is trying to play while avoiding these types of situations. You know, like.
Oh, and his teammate and staff mate survived cancer.
Yeah.
And Carlos Carrasco might be really high at risk.
Oh, believe me, his teammates are pissed. His manager's pissed, but he just wants to clear the air.
So baseball guys are not supposed to go out at all. Like, are they? I mean,
no, the new protocol. You cannot leave the hotel.
Right.
They have a curfew.
Yeah. So when they're at home, they can?
Well, I think they're supposed to stay at home.
Okay, so they do want... So their guidelines are...
I think you're not supposed to leave.
Guideline. Right. And that's why police act's an idiot. I mean, come on.
Hey, but let me film this video where I make no real valid points, but I just kind of...
But he didn't think it was that bad.
Going on and on and on and on and... I mean, look, he's not... You know, he's not... That's the best way to put it. Like, he's not the worst guy in the world. He just clearly is an idiot and doesn't get it.
He is right. It was not malicious, but nobody was saying it was malicious.
No.
Well, this is what
just
kids...
saying it was idiotic.
I don't know how old Police Act is, but this is what kids are doing all across the country.
Yeah.
And they don't think there's anything wrong with it. Like, there's like, what?
I'm just amazed that any time now there's a report that doesn't like, all you have to do is be like, media. You know, just make up anything. We have zero accountability
in this world now. You know who started that?
You. We have zero accountability.
Wait, what?
I don't know. Mike Lynch. George Soros. It's amazing.
George Soros.
Like, no one just, like, even he is in some ways taking accountability. He's like, yeah, I did it. But he starts off with just so disgusted at the media and all the lying that goes on. And then you turn around in the very next breath and you admit exactly what the media reported. It's exhausting.
It is exhausting. This whole COVID thing. I don't know about you, but I'm over it. You guys over it yet?
Well, I'd like to be.
I've been over it since the beginning.
Now, let me ask you a question.
It's kind of a big deal.
Remember when this first hit in March?
Would have never predicted that it was going to get here.
You wouldn't?
I did not think that it was going to be this.
I think all three of us were pretty lax, too, in the beginning.
I was no mask guy. Yeah. I'm like, come on, what is that?
I was the same way.
But... Yeah, and I've come around. See? Nimble. But when this thing started in March, I said something on the air that I think I was mocked, which, you know, probably should be.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, usually.
That damn media, man. It's just making crap.
The media mocked me for this.
Yeah.
But I said, if we all just put on masks, mm-hmm. all of us.
Socially distanced, mind our P's and Q's.
For 60 days. Mm-hmm. Don't you think we stamp this out?
Sure.
And now, 7 months later, 6 months later?
Yeah. I'm not sure you said 60 days. You might have said, like, if we all just do it for 2 or 3 weeks.
or whatever.
I think is what you said.
30 days.
We don't. We can't.
45
do
days. 60 days. If we could just buckle. In other words, the point is, it doesn't matter how long. If we had just come together and buckled down,
we'd be through it.
We'd be. We'd have been through this a long time ago.
Yes.
Not to say we wouldn't have to remain diligent, but God bless America.
I swear, we as Americans, we have about a, I'm going to say a 7 to 8 day window where we can care about anything other than ourselves. And then, and well, then it's just, it's right out. And don't you dare tread on any of my freedoms. And my freedoms are basically anything that I feel that I'm entitled to, anything at all. And then I'll make up that there's some sort of constitutional amendment.
Ooh.
And can I also like to point out, I love our country. I do. I love America.
You're about to take a giant steaming crap on it.
I love this country and the opportunities that it affords, which is why so many people want to come here. But can we, for the love of all that is holy, stop with that we are the only free country on earth? There are lots of others. There are other countries that have constitutions. There's other countries that do things as well,
USA,
if not better than
USA,
us.
USA!
It's like, who's saying that?
To be fair, I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I haven't heard
we're
that either.
The only free country?
who says that?
It is just amazing that we have like this, we've cornered the market on freedom. Freedom! Yeah, there's lots of places that are free. I promise you. Like just best practices sort of thing. It just it baffles me sometimes. And sometimes when we're at our worst, that's when we yell the loudest about arbitrarily being the best at everything, as opposed to, I don't know, maybe actually trying to be the best.
All right. Coming up next, why the Blazers were blacked out. Will it continue? Here's Mike.
Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, well, if you didn't see it last night, Blazers bailed out Big Souk. He almost jinxed him.
Never was worried once.
By saying multiple times that there was no way they would lose to the Nets.
I told you they wouldn't lose, and did they lose?
Boy, no. They sure tried.
No.
But they won, and he is off the hook. Now, some of you may not have seen it, because it was supposed to be on TNT, just like the prior game, but it was on NBC Sports, not on TNT. So Joe Freeman wrote an article in The Oregonian, or is it on The Oregonian?
I think it's on Oregon Live or in The Oregonian. Take your pick.
But is it in The Oregonian? Will this be printed? I don't know.
I know.
But it's on.
When's the last time you saw a copy of The Oregonian?
Well, they have them at Starbucks.
Okay.
But I don't go into Starbucks anymore, so I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah.
And he says, here's the reason. If you had access to NBC Sports Northwest, the blackout on TNT wasn't a big deal. He says, it turns out, according to a team source, the rare blackout, which that was weird. It was like, it's never blacked out on TNT. Why would it be blacked out on TNT?
I'm guessing, because I have not seen this piece, I'm guessing because they have to get a certain number of games in order to fulfill the Comcast, NBC, whatever contract.
It turns out the rare blackout was the result of broadcast negotiations that preceded the return of the NBA in the bubble and contractual obligations with NBC Sports Northwest.
There you go.
When the NBA season was halted on March 11th because of coronavirus, the NBA and its teams were several games shy of fulfilling regional and national TV contracts. As sides worked to meet those deals with bubble broadcasts, the sides agreed to allow rare exclusive games to NBC Sports Northwest.
There you go. Well, again, that we talked about this, that one of the reasons they had to play some ramp-up games is you needed to fulfill local TV contracts. There was so much money lost that they were trying to, you know, stop the bleeding. And again, this goes back to my point, whether you're talking about, you know, college football or joining different conferences, so much of this is just untangling contracts, right? All this stuff has to be negotiated. Like, I mean, no one saw a global pandemic coming here. And so all of these things, I mean, you're talking about, you know, tens or hundreds of millions of dollars here on the line in some of these TV deals, that all this stuff has to be worked out. So, yeah, I mean, it's a bummer, especially if you didn't have NBC Sports.
Well, a lot of people don't have NBC Sports Northwest. No. I mean, that it's hard to believe, but it's, I mean, how many years has it been since they cut that deal?
And it's
everybody bitched about it, but now it's been so long.
We're 10 plus years.
Yeah, it's
right?
been over 10 years, I think.
Well, I mean, but I guess down in Los Angeles, like the Dodgers have some of this. It's not unique to our area. there's plenty of situations around the country, even in larger markets.
I just find it ridiculous that the one team in the whole state that's the most popular, the one major pro sport,
they can't watch it.
And a lot of fans can't watch them.
Yeah.
That is insane.
Well, I think
to me,
I think there's even parts of the country or parts of the state where it's not even available. Like, I know if you live out in some rural areas, you can't get it. You have to have one of the satellite providers. And is it not? It's not on Dish, right?
I don't know that.
Is it Dish or Direct? I think one of
them. It's definitely not on Direct.
I was going to say, I think on one of the satellite carriers, it's not even available. It's like the Pac-12 network, right? Same sort of thing. And, you know, it's a bigger deal with like Oregon State. I know Oregon State's on there more than Oregon is. Oregon's games get picked up by some of the other TV partners, but I hear the same complaint, obviously, from an Oregon State fan that you don't have the Pac-12 network.
Yeah, Dish does not carry NBC Sports Northwest.
Dish doesn't carry it.
So what you got to do if you don't have NBC Sports Northwest, if you're listening, here's a pro tip. Find somebody who has
a login
and just get the app, the NBC Sports app, and then you can log in that way.
A lot of people use Reddit streams, too, that you can go out and find them.
You can go out and find them.
Well, I mean.
That's illegal.
Is it?
Mm.
Anybody?
It's illegal for them to put it up, but if you're watching it, I don't think it's illegal.
By the way, if that's wrong, blame Beefsteak Mike. I don't know. I don't endorse.
They'll go after the people that would put them up, that do them, that stream them.
Sure.
But they ain't going after you for watching.
I wouldn't think so, but you know, you can certainly find those. You can do it with the NFL. That's you can do it with the UFC fights. And
for all those people out there who use torrents, you'll get the cease and desist from Comcast if you download stuff. But they go after the people who put the torrents up.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they get them, and then they change to another. Then they change to Torrents 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Move
and,
to something else.
I don't know.
Well, it's one of those things. I know that's a major problem, but you know, I think there are a lot of people that either aren't willing to, don't know anything about it. I just don't know. There's a huge section of the population that is not comfortable illegally streaming, whether it's from a technology standpoint or they're just,
right,
you know, they're just jammed up by it. I know there's plenty of people that aren't willing to do that.
That's true. And it can, you know, there's a few extra steps to doing that.
Yeah.
Like it's not, I mean, you just got to know how to do it. It's super easy, but you know, not everybody just knows how to do that. But I will say, having been one who has gone down those roads now, I don't have cable.
Yeah.
You can watch anything online. It's all there. All sports I'm talking about.
I find it. I've done it a handful of times because I'm not a diehard UFC guy. But some of the fights I do like to watch. And if there's only one on there and I'm just sitting at home, a lot of times I'll go try to find a stream of it. And I will say it can be a pain in the ass. Either the quality's not that good or right in the middle of the fight, like it shuts off and then you have to go find an alternate one. Or some of the sites, it gives you like five options. And you kind of have to jump around like during the fight. And it's a little, it can be a pain in the ass.
I thought the NFL ones were great, but I never have done UFC. So I don't know.
So it's just weird. Like sometimes, like if you're doing it on a boxing match, if it's a big fight that I want, that I'm really into, then I'll plunk down the money. But if it's one of those where I'm like, I wouldn't mind seeing that. There's times I just go the streaming route and go through and try to find a reliable one. But there's some people that claim it's like the easiest thing in the world. They're like, oh yeah, it's like, you know, you just go here, here, and here. But I don't know, you work a Google search and then you try to find, you know, you try to find one that isn't going to give you like 17 different viruses.
Or like 9 pop-ups, yeah.
Yeah.
Doing the blatant regular Google search, you're not going to find the best ones because the bad ones will put themselves up to the top. You have to know where you're looking to start. And then, you get great quality. And sometimes it'll drop and it is very annoying.
So where does somebody go to look for that stuff?
Well, I mean, I don't normally do it anymore, but I would look at Reddit. I mean, Reddit had all the pages, the subreddits that did the streams. And
they'll have
then
links
you find
there.
The upvoted ones and the people who are commenting saying this one's good. I mean, you don't just click on everything.
Yeah.
But you find the ones that have the good upvotes and stuff like that. And, you know, there's other private sites that people use and they find ones they like. And then, you know, you're kind of set.
Yeah. Well, Freeman is telling us that it's over, that all the blackout stuff you don't have to worry about.
Yeah, because the regular season's over, so now this goes into the playoffs.
Tomorrow's game's on ABC.
Yeah, and so going forward, all the games will be on. You don't have to worry about it. I do feel at times, and I don't know why, because I'm certainly not one that's like, you know, anti, you know, streaming or whatever, but there are times where I feel a little like, I don't know, I'm not shady or whatever, but there are times where I'm like, I should just pay for it. Like if you do it enough times, like It's like a buy one, get three free. Eventually, I'll be like, yeah, I'll just buy this one. I'm like, oh, it's a pain in the ass. I don't want to look for it. I'm like, yeah, all right. I've gotten the last three for free here. Here's my $60. I'll go ahead and watch this fight.
Is that guilt?
I think there's a
coming
little,
from you.
There may be a little bit of that. Wow. Same thing with like illegal music. You know, it's like, here. Especially if it's a smaller band.
Well, at this point, Spotify has almost everything.
Exactly.
So you don't really need to
you know,
do
Spotify
anymore.
Or Amazon Music or whatever. But there are times like when smaller bands that I like come out, I will buy the album simply because I'm like, I want to support the group.
All right. Will he or won't he? Next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, one more thing. Two more things.
Okay, three more things. Four, seven.
Two.
We're negotiating.
Maybe two and
one,
a half.
One, two, three, four.
One, did you know, this is random and pertains to nothing.
Okay.
Did you know that Rasheed Wallace and Bonzi Wells have a podcast?
I did not know that. I think everyone at this point has a podcast.
It does sort of feel like that.
And whenever anyone asks like what we do, like when we're like, oh, we do radio, do you get this where someone's like, oh, where's your podcast? Yeah. I'm like, well, it's a show. It's actually on radio. And then,
same thing.
And then everyone's like really disappointed. They're like, oh.
Well, but then you can say we do have a podcast. Our show is podcasting.
We do.
I do. I'm like, but it's
four
that
hours.
Actually, everyone's excited about a podcast, but if you tell them you're actually on the radio and that you can podcast it, it's somehow it's less cool.
So, it's called Let's Get Technical.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that?
I did not know that. Now, is there like a host or is it just
it's
the
Sheed
two of them?
And Bonds.
I know, but a lot of times they do that, but there is someone.
Blazer Bros.
There's someone there that is not a jackass and they kind of lead the.
I saw a clip from it today and there was a third guy who was asking the questions of Gary.
Oh, there was
a
third guy?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Gary Trent was on there.
Yeah, a lot of times they have a, they have like a moderator or something that can kind of, no offense to Sheed or Bonzi. I'm sure they're wonderful human beings, but you know.
I don't know that they are.
I don't know if necessarily either one of them is really laying down some good structure there in the podcast.
And will he or won't he, Jason, at the start of the evening, did you know that there was a Major League Baseball player batting 472?
I did know this.
His name is Charlie Blackmon.
I've heard of him.
And he plays for the Colorado Rockies.
He's got a great beard.
He's very good, and everybody who likes baseball should know who Charlie Blackmon
is. Yes.
He's amazing, actually. And boy, does he get red hot. But he's hot right now.
Well, again,
34.
That beard probably heats him up. So, you know, that thing's just got to be sweaty and gross.
34 hits and 72 ABs so far.
I think I saw that if he hits, I think they said he has to hit like 356 the rest of the way.
To hit 400.
To hit 400.
Which is, we were talking about this. Remember before they started this, it was like, hey, shortened season. Maybe somebody can make a run at 400. And I think we were talking about who could do it. And I do remember somebody bringing up Charlie Blackmon.
I don't remember who it was.
I mean, I think it was a texter, but
I mean, you're talking about great hitters.
Well, I mean, DJ LeMahieu is hitting 426 right now.
Did you just call him Deej?
I did.
Mike's on a personal relationship.
What's
with
he
him.
Hitting?
426.
God.
And by the way, both of those guys kind of hit for some power. They're not it's not Jeff McNeil or Ichiro up there slapping out singles.
Yeah, so you've got.
Yeah, but that doesn't count. I mean,
wait, what doesn't count?
If he ends up hitting 400.
Well, I guess that's the question. Yeah, there's
count.
A guy for the Giants, Donovan Solano. You seen this guy? He's batting 458.
Jeebus. But again, it's through 20 games, and even if you say it's through 60 games, I mean, it's we've seen.
Yeah, what do you do with that?
We've seen plenty of guys that get hot or go on. Look, all you need to know is Kyle Seager is good right now. If you want to know how screwy this season is and how so little should be paid attention to this, Kyle Seager right now is good.
So what do we do? If somebody hits over 400, over 60 games.
It's kind of a cool story.
That's not a thing to you?
It's a thing. We're doing a thing, but it's not.
Yeah, you don't count that as a 400 season.
It's an action. It's not a piece of work. It's just kind of a.
You don't get it. You don't count that as a 400 season. It is a season.
No, it's a 60 game season.
But it's a season.
It is not.
It is.
No.
It's 60 game season.
No. Rob, stop.
And it's an asterisk. That's what I think.
No.
Well, yeah. Well, exactly.
It's not
if
even
it's an asterisk, then you're agreeing with us.
Maybe it's semantics. I'm just saying that you hit 400 for a season. Now, granted, it. You know, it's not as good as 162, obviously.
All right,
not even close.
Hold on. Let me ask you this. Follow me on this one. So if,
I'm not following.
If the NFL has to come out and say that they're going to play a truncated season, they're going to play, what, six games, right? Because they're playing 60, so it's even less than half a season. Say the NFL, they're playing seven games, right? Less than half a season. And someone goes 7-0, are you? And that's the regular season. You're like, well, the Dolphins aren't the only undefeated team anymore.
With an asterisk.
No.
I don't buy that at all.
No.
You're just trying to win the argument now.
You're.
Well, I already won.
This is.
You never win sports arguments, so winning, I don't know why
I'm
you
winning
would think
this one because you're.
If you're putting an asterisk on it, then you agree with us. You're not truly counting it as a 400
season.
So
we agree. So we're all right because I know I am. So maybe you guys are.
Yeah. Fake news.
I know it hurts, but.
I'm media, man. The lies that the media tells is just.
What if Charlie Blackman hits 500?
Ooh. Then
he
what do you do?
Just keeps going at the same rate.
Do you
rate,
count that?
Slightly better?
No.
You don't even care about that either.
Well, I do care about it. I think it's very cool. Much like the Bubble Awards. I don't know. Give him a plaque or a ham. I don't know.
Hey, Damian Lillard's MVP, man.
I don't know what you want to give. So basically, he's the NBA player of the week. That's the equivalent of it.
2 weeks.
Right? So I don't know what you get for
half player a month.
Yeah. I don't know what you get for being the half NBA player of the month. I don't know what you get on that or if he's putting that up on a shelf, but. You know, Charlie Blackman's really good, and you know, tip of the cap to you. And the Rockies, by the way.
472.
That's ridiculous.
That's silly.
What's crazy is the other game, he was like 0 for 5, and now he's hitting 472.
Yeah, he was over 500, wasn't he?
I think he was like 496. Yeah, I think he was pretty close.
What a bad man. The Rockies are pretty good.
Yeah, the Rockies are pretty good.
Good little ball club.
Good little ball club.
And,
but then we don't count it because it's in Colorado, too. Don't forget about that.
If you at all care, I know you don't, but in my virtual baseball season with the Rockies, he hits 345 in August.
Really?
He's hitting well.
That's where we're going.
You brought that to this?
You're bringing your virtual?
Yes.
So by virtual, you mean your PlayStation.
Yeah, my MLB The Show season, I'm playing as the Rockies. I'm in August, and he's hitting 345. He's good.
Oh, my God.
He's good.
I don't know.
It's my best hitter.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
Well, I was only hitting 275, so I don't know what you want.
Should we move on?
I just love that that's where Mike went with it. That was just a shameless.
He thought he needed to drop that in there.
Just a shameless plug. He's very proud of his.
Me and John are bonding over our virtual baseball. And, you know, top of mind.
And by the way, you calling it virtual doesn't make it any less lame.
Well, it's just easier than saying MLB The Show because that's going to get more weird
looks. How
about
you just say your child's video game? How about just saying that? Because that's what you're doing.
It's not a child's video game. It's a regular video game.
All video games are for children.
That's not true.
That's definitely not true.
Some of my kids' games, I'll walk in there, like I'll knock on his door and like I walk in and some of that stuff you see on the screen, you're like, oh. And I usually respond with, I don't want to know what this is, right? And he's like, probably not. And then I turn around and leave. And that stuff is, it's quite interesting. He had one, what was the stupid one that they turned into a TV show? The Witcher?
Oh, yeah. Ooh. One of the best video games of all time.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, yeah, you can sleep with whores.
Yeah, that was something.
And they're nude.
Yeah, yeah.
There's lots of sex in that game.
All right, the club is next. Let's take a look here. We've got animal uprising news.
I got zombie pigs.
And Elon Musk is creating a $6 million man.
Robot bodyguards.
Robot, yes.
Go watch that video.
Yeah, nothing could possibly go wrong with this thing.
557 on the fan.
Our commitment to help you adapt and recover.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.